AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The CDC is out with new guidelines for kids at summer camp. Children who are fully vaccinated do not have to wear masks either indoors or outdoors. Those who are not fully vaccinated should still wear masks outside when they're in crowds or in sustained close contact with others and when they're inside. President Biden kicks off the weekend marking the nation's vaccination progress and thanking troops.
In Virginia, which today lifted many COVID-19 restrictions, the president marked summer's unofficial start by saying more vaccinations mean more freedom to go to baseball games, the beach, whatever makes people happy.
We aren't just saving lives, we're getting our lives back.
Later at a military base.
You are the backbone of the country.
The president thanked troops.
Not thank you for your service, just thank you for who you are.
Saying they're the 1% of the population defending 99% of the rest of us. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reacts to Republicans blocking a vote on forming a commission to look into the deadly attack on the Capitol in January.
Shame on the Republican Party.
Schumer accusing his GOP colleagues of trying to sweep what happened under the rug.
Because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
Christian Bahena Rivera was found guilty in Iowa of kidnapping and killing a University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, in 2018. Chaz Freeze is his attorney.
The fact that there was DNA evidence in the trunk, and the fact that he led them to the body. I mean, it makes it extraordinarily difficult.
Santa Clara County, California sheriff's investigators say Sam Cassidy had a stockpile of 25,000 rounds of ammunition, a dozen guns, and suspected Molotov cocktails inside his home. Cassidy, who killed 9 of his co-workers at a rail yard in San Jose, had set a slow-burning fuse to start a fire in the home around the same time he began shooting. This is AP News. This Memorial Day weekend is the first big travel holiday since the lifting of many coronavirus restrictions. Millions of people are on the road or at airports for the unofficial start of summer. Alina Frawley says she and her family are ready.
I feel a little more comfortable that we're vaccinated. I'm hoping that the airlines are taking what the precautions, which they say they have, so we're actually excited.
Gregory Fife, who says he's been traveling throughout the pandemic, adds that the increase in passengers is great, but some people seem to have lost their perspective and respect.
You have to have patience, and it is what it is, and travel's coming back, which is great. But again, you have to be kind, you have to have respect for your fellow traveler.
AAA expects a 60% jump in travel over last Memorial Day weekend, with 37 million people traveling at least 50 miles from home, most of them in cars. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.